Good morning, 1027, 1035, WICY is your feel-good favorites from the 80s and more. It's John Kazar, and we're going to dive inside the community this morning. It is with Adam Dewey, who is with the Brushton Volunteer Fire Department. He is a volunteer firefighter there. First of all, Adam, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, John. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So, you know, it's Fire Safety Week coming up here, and it's something that, you know, a lot of us should be paying a little closer attention to, because you never know how helpful these tips can be and how they can impact someone's life directly when they need it, right?
Absolutely. You know, especially with the winter coming, colder weather coming, I mean, the temperature's starting to change. You know, it's getting colder at night. It's even getting cooler during the day. You know, it's that time of year where people are starting to use their heating sources more, whether that's a furnace or a wood stove or a pellet stove or whatever it may be. You're seeing people starting to use that.
Yeah, and so you're telling me, you know, in general, winter's a time where vulnerability to incident of a fire is more likely?
Absolutely. When you're using your heating sources, we encourage people... Definitely. This is the time of year, September, October, early fall. This is the time of year when you want to start thinking about getting your chimneys cleaned. If you know, getting your furnaces cleaned. There's several different companies out there that do that. They come in, they'll service your furnace, they'll clean your furnace. That's something that you should be getting done every year. That's huge. That can make a big difference, because you never know, something's plugging your chimney or something like that. Absolutely, clean your chimney every year, and this is the perfect time to do it, because chimney fires can oftentimes turn into house fires.
No, I hear you, and that's the last thing that we want to happen, some type of unraveling like that. Adam, so let's back out here again for a second. Fire Safety Week, what are your thoughts on it? What should people know?
Well, it's definitely different this year. I know many years in the past, our fire department has hosted school-age children. Many of the other local fire departments in Franklin County, and I'm sure as well as in southwestern Quebec and southeastern Ontario, are in and out of the schools and doing different things to promote fire safety. And, of course, this year is a whole new ball game because of the pandemic and stuff like that, unfortunately. It's going to be more difficult with the schools, the way they're set up, and with all the regulations and stuff like that set forth. It's going to be impossible to get into the schools and stuff like that like it has been in years past, which is really unfortunate, because I know as a kid, when I was a kid, I always looked forward to Fire Prevention Week and Fire Safety Week. It's you got to get these youngsters educated early about fire safety and having an escape plan, and you know what to do in the event of an emergency. That's something that I always, and not just that, but it gives us an opportunity to go in and let the kids check out our tools and our equipment and the stuff that we use, so that if they do encounter a firefighter, that kind of relieves some of their anxiety too, that they could possibly be present.
Sure.
In a situation like that.
Yeah. Checking smoke detectors and CO2 detectors is of utmost importance, isn't it, Adam?
Huge. Yeah. You should be checking your smoke detectors and your CO2 detectors once a month. You should be testing them, hitting the test button on them, and you should be changing the batteries every year. When we change the clocks, it's always change the clocks, change your batteries. So twice a year, change the batteries in your smoke detector. I know in New York State now, they've got the smoke detectors that have the sealable 10-year battery. You buy the smoke detector, and it's got the battery in it, and it lasts for 10 years. And anybody that's got a smoke detector that's over 10 years old, even the older style smoke detectors and stuff like that, get those replaced, get a new smoke detector. You should be replacing that every 10 years, but you should be testing your smoke detector, your carbon monoxide detector. There's test buttons on those. Test them once a month. Make sure that the batteries are in working order. Make sure that they are, make sure that the detectors are working in working order. And also, make sure that you make sure there's no dust or anything around where the smoke detector is. I mean, as so much as, using the vacuum and just kind of sucking up any dust or anything that might be in the area that could cause any interference with any of the sensors on the smoke detector.
So it's Adam Dewey, but they call you Dewey, right?
Yes.
Why is that? Is it just easier for the name?
I guess it's just a shortened version of my last name. I don't even know. There's probably some people out there that only know me as Dewey, to be honest with you.
That's why I just thought I'd get that. I wanted to know, because this is my first time kind of getting acquainted with you. And it's been great. You gave us a lot of great information. Now's your last chance here to let people know anything else that you wanted to get out there about Fire Safety Week as it's here.
You know what? Something I do want to touch on. This is something that I always try to tell people about the fire service. We can always use more help. I don't think there's a fire department around here that can say that they have a full roster.
An abundance, right, yeah.
There's not a lot of people banging down the doors to join the fire service. And I can tell you, we can find something for everybody to do. Honestly, one of the biggest influx of people that we've had coming into the fire service the past few years is actually people that have retired, from their full-time jobs. They've retired and they're still looking for something to do and a way to serve the community. But young kids, 18, 19 year old kids, you can never have enough of them. I got to tell you, being a volunteer firefighter, is one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done, ever been able to be blessed to be able to do, to serve this great community of Russian and Moira and the surrounding communities. And I think if you ask any other person that's a volunteer firefighter, they'll tell you it's one of the most rewarding experiences. We've got a great group of people here in Franklin County Fire and EMS. We're very blessed to have the first responders that we do, but we can always use more help.
All right. It's Adam Dewey with us from the Brushton Volunteer Fire Department. And Adam, for Fire Safety Week, thank you so much for getting us a head start on this. And we're looking forward to, you know, seeing what other people want to be involved after this and after what you just said. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. 1027-1035 WICY inside the community.